Well, welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark. I'm the worship pastor here at Bethel Community Church. And we are in a current series on the Gospel of Mark. Who do you say I am? We've been in it since September, planning on continuing it through Easter. And we've been kind of team teaching it through the fall, and we're kind of continuing that here in 2017. Pastor Paul Jordan is with me in my office, and he preached on a very exciting passage of Scripture, Mark chapter 11. It's the triumphal entry. I started the service off by telling the congregation that we're going to pretend it's Palm Sunday, you know, because it's
had
very...
that feel.
To yeah, to have that feel, that celebratory atmosphere, I guess, of recognizing that Jesus is coming and presenting himself as king. So we read from Psalm 118 and had some, you know, themed worship that was based on Palm Sunday. But so then you get into the text, and it's Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Paul, what did you experience as you're studying this week? What did you present to the congregation?
We just focus specifically on the fact that Jesus presents himself as the King of Israel, as the Messiah. And so he, riding in a donkey, he shows his being omniscient. He sends his disciples, to two of them, to a nearby village to find a colt of a donkey, and then they bring it to him, and he rides then into Jerusalem, just like a reigning king in peace. We contrasted it from a king in those days when he went off to war, rode a horse, but when he was in control of things, and when he was basically there was peace in the kingdom, then he rode a donkey. So he rides into very prestigiously, and then the people react. And so what we emphasized was that they reacted much like fans oftentimes do. They're all, you know, excited. There's a lot of enthusiasm. And then we noted that in 4 days, then they all turned on him when things changed.
Right. Yeah. It's such an incredible passage. Like you said, his omniscience. I always kind of get a kick out of this. It's like, yeah, go to this place and tell these people that the Lord needs this, you know, cult. And it's like, it's just amazing that obviously being God, like he knows these things, but then the person giving up the cult and Jesus right again. And you did make a comparison, like that. I remember you did a book study called like Not a Fan or Follower. I think it was something like that. So you made the comparison too with like the Cubs winning the World Series. And they do this presentation in the city of Chicago and everybody's super excited. And it's kind of like that's the picture here. You get all these people crying out, you know, Hosanna, save us, save us. We believe that you are the king. And obviously they were expecting something quite different. But, you know, the text is telling us that we need to trust him and that we need to revere him. What else did you see in the passage?
Well, you just see the importance of devoting ourselves to him, because what's going to happen over that period of that week, because it really starts the Passion Week with a triumphal entry into Jerusalem, is that it's going to separate those who are genuine followers from those who are just the fans, who just are there for the excitement. And so really we see that all building, and it'll culminate through the coming week, and we'll see that over the weeks ahead as well.
Yeah. So what else did you see, or what else would you want to talk about in the passage? I mean, we're very familiar with the triumphal entry. We see it often or hear it, obviously, usually you'd probably hear it at least once a year. You know, it's one of those familiar passages. So what were some of the things that maybe that stuck out to you this time, or that you could encourage our people with even as we talk here now?
Yeah, well, we just emphasized, you know, devoting ourselves to Jesus, also praising him, and that's where they shouted out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and so there's that enthusiasm. And then for us, obviously, we want to praise him for literally who he is. He's the Savior of the world, saving us from our sins, and so we looked at, that's where you brought in at the beginning of the service, Psalm 118, where Hosanna literally means save us, we pray thee, O Lord, and that's a crying out to God to help us. And of course, we know that he does give us deliverance from our sin, from addictions, and we tried to tie in some things that's what Jesus saves us from his very character. And then we also made the point of that we have peace also, because the Messiah has come, and as he rides peacefully into Jerusalem, that's the peace that we can experience when we have a right relationship to Jesus Christ.
Right. And you talked, I think it was like your last sub-point here, you said that we're to be ready for the beginning of judgment for those who reject Jesus as Lord and King. So that's kind of what we see here. It's kind of Mark is kind of foreshadowing this next the next few days in the life of Jesus, because verse 11, it says that he went into Jerusalem, into the temple, and he kind of looks around, and then he goes back out to Bethany for the night, and he's getting ready to bring judgment on on obviously what had become of temple worship, what had become of the religious leaders in those days because they were getting it all wrong. And I remember thinking about this as like in the triumphal entry, you get Jesus presenting himself on a, you know, on a colt, you know, humbly riding in. But we do know that Jesus is coming again. We read it from the book of Revelations, and the next time he comes, it's not on a colt. It's on a horse with a sash that says King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and he's pronouncing judgment on the nations. And so we do have this incredible king who is to be praised and revered and the one who can ultimately save us. Hosanna, will you save us from our sins?
Sure. As you noted, that verse 11 is sort of a transition as to what's going to happen the next day when he goes into, as he goes and he announces judgment on the fig tree. And so he'll make that, you know, that represents spiritually the lack of spiritual fruit in Israel. And he's going to go then to the temple. He's going to cleanse the temple because they're misusing the temple. And so you see that judgment theme that you referred to coming out.
Starting to come out.
Starting out, sure.
Yeah. Well, great. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, just that, you know, I'd encourage everyone to come out this next week because we're going to see that, hey, God wants to have spiritual fruit in us and that we need to have the proper worship as well.
Very good. So we'll see you out this next weekend. So we'll see you at 9:30 or 11:00.